كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: تويتر توافق على تسليم بيانات الحسابات المزيفة لإيلون ماسك، وماكدونالدز تنضم إلى ورك بليس من متى، وآخر خبر معنا لليوم: تيك توك يضيف ميزة إيقاف التمرير اللانهائي. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام. وخلونا نبدأ أخبارنا لليوم ونحكي عن أول خبر معنا لليوم عن منصة تويتر والصفقة القائمة مع إيلون ماسك. يبدو أن إيلون ماسك الرئيس التنفيذي لشركة تسلا قد حقق انتصارا في مأزق مع تويتر بسبب طلباته المتكررة للحصول على بياناتها الداخلية فيما يخص الحسابات المزيفة. وافق عملاق وسائل التواصل الاجتماعي على تسليم مجموعة من البيانات بتضم أكثر من 500 مليون تغريدة يتم نشرها كل يوم. وبالإضافة إلى ذلك، في الشهر الماضي قال إيلون ماسك في صفقته البالغة 44 مليار دولار للاستحواذ على تويتر رح يتم تعليقها مؤقتا، لأنه عم ينتظر تفاصيل تدعم التقدير الداخلي لتويتر بأنه الحسابات المزيفة أو البوتس بتشكل أقل من 5% من مستخدمي المنصة. وردا على ذلك، قال الرئيس التنفيذي لشركة تويتر أنه إجراء مراجعة خارجية لتحديد النسبة رح يكون صعبا جدا نظرا للحاجة الماسة لاستخدام كل من المعلومات العامة والخاصة. وفي الربع الأول من عام 2022 تحديدا، نمت قاعدة المستخدمين النشطين يوميا في تويتر بنسبة 15.9% في أساس سنوي لتصل إلى 229 مليون مستخدم، بما في ذلك 39.6 مليون مستخدم نشط يوميا تحديدا في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية، و 189.4 مليون مستخدم نشط يوميا دوليا. بينما عم يعتقد الملياردير إيلون ماسك أنه 20% على الأقل من مستخدمي تويتر هم حسابات مزيفة، كما أعرب أيضا عن استعداده لإعادة التفاوض بشأن الصفقة بسعر أقل بيتناسب مع النسبة المئوية الإجمالية. وهدد إيلون ماسك أيضا يوم الاثنين تحديدا بالانسحاب من الصفقة بعد اتهام الشركة بخرق التزاماتها بموجب اتفاق الاندماج. الصفقة اللي أجازت مؤخرا مراجعة مكافحة الاحتكار في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية رح تجعل تويتر خاصا عند 54.20 دولار للسهم الواحد، ومن المتوقع أن يتم إغلاق هذه الصفقة في نهاية عام 2022. وأكيد نحن رح نواكبكم بآخر المستجدات المتعلقة بهذا الموضوع أول بأول على سماشي تي في. أما إذا بننتقل إلى منصة تواصل اجتماعي أخرى، لكن نحكي عن الشركة الأم وهي شركة ميتا. الآن هناك تعاون جديد ومميز جدا بين ميتا وماكدونالدز. الآن عم تنضم ماكدونالدز إلى منصة ورك بليس من الشركة الأم ميتا. واللي ما بيعرف ما هي منصة ورك بليس، هي أداة برمجية تم تطويرها بواسطة ميتا بلاتفورمز، واللي بدورها بتسهل العمل الجماعي عبر الإنترنت، أيضا المراسلة الفورية بين الموظفين ومؤتمرات الفيديو ومشاركة الأخبار أيضا. الصفقة عبارة عن اتفاقية عالمية، ولكن رح يتم تشغيل الشركة على نموذج الفرانشايز. ومن اللافت أيضا أنه ماكدونالدز في جميع أنحاء العالم عم بتوظف ما يقرب تقريبا من 2 مليون شخص، خلف أيضا وولمارت واللي أيضا تستخدم منصة ورك بليس. يعني عدد مستخدمي المنصة النشيطين على منصة ورك بليس رح يرتفع بشكل كبير جدا بعد هذه الاتفاقية تحديدا. وتم الإعلان عنها بصورة مثل ما عم تشوفوا سوا مع من ميتا ومارك زوكربيرغ. نشر على حسابه على إنستغرام صورة إله وعم يشتغل على اللابتوب، وبجانبه ماكدونالدز، أكل من ماكدونالدز ونجتس وغيرها، للإعلان عن هذه الصفقة بهذه الطريقة الملفتة على مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي. أيضا في الحديث عن مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي والمنصة اللي اكتسحت الساحة بالفترة الأخيرة، تحديدا منصة تيك توك، عم بتضيف الآن تيك توك سلسلة من المميزات الجديدة المصممة ولكن لمنعك من الاختفاء داخل خلاصتها اللانهائية لمقاطع الفيديو القصيرة واللي عم بتسبب الإدمان. طبعا عم تعرض الأداة الجديدة تذكير بعدم استخدام التطبيق لفترة طويلة جدا، طبعا أنت كمستخدم بتحدد هذا الوقت، مما بيضيف حماية جديدة للحدود اليومية الحالية، ورح يطلب من المستخدمين تحديدا المراهقين اللي بتتراوح أعمارهم ما بين 13 و17 سنة استخدام أداة تحديد وقت الشاشة إذا أمضوا أكثر من 100 دقيقة في التطبيق بيوم واحد. بيضيف تيك توك أيضا لوحة معلومات جديدة لوقت الشاشة بتعرض ملخصا لاستخدام هذا التطبيق، وبتتضمن الإحصائيات مقدار الوقت اللي تم فتح فيه التطبيق وتفصيل أيضا استخدام النهار والليل وعداد لإجمالي مقدار الوقت اللي عم يقضيه التطبيق يوميا. بتتبع ميزات تيك توك الجديدة إضافة أدوات مماثلة لتطبيقات أخرى مثل إنستغرام، نتفليكس أيضا، المصممة لمساعدة المستخدمين على إدارة الوقت اللي بيقضوه فيها. ومثل ما عم نشوف أنه بالفترة الأخيرة فعلا يعني كلاتنا أدمننا على مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي، وفي طريقة أخرى يعني لما عم نشوف على تيك توك، لما بتفتحوا تيك توك بيطلع فيديو ورا فيديو، حتى ممكن الأشخاص أنتم ما بتتابعوهم بالفور يو بيج، وهذا اللي عم بيشكل إدمان عند العديد من الأشخاص على هذه المنصة. فمثل هاي الميزة بتساعد لتحديد الوقت وإدارة الوقت على مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع ريتشل الشريك المؤسس لشركة سبيك إيزي كلوب. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. And we're back with our guest Rachel, co-founder of Speak Easy Club. Thank you so much for being with us, Rachel.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Hala.
Tell us more about Speak Easy Club. When did you start it? And you have also a co-founder. You guys are, you have addiction to chocolate as well. That's the main point.
I love it how that's your key takeaway from what we're focused on. But yes, as well as an addiction to chocolate, both Kat and myself, we're co-founders of the Speak Easy Club, and we have a real passion in communication and in coaching others. So the Speak Easy Club is an online learning platform which empowers individuals to train and develop their public speaking skills on demand and at their own pace. And if you take a step back, when we look at public speaking, we don't just mean standing up on a stage presenting to an audience. It could be in a meeting, it could be asking for that pay rise from your boss. So it's really public speaking in the broader sense.
That's a very great point, honestly, because a lot of people think that public speaking is only needed for MCs, for people who are on stage and things like that. However, it's a skill that's literally needed in our day-to-day life.
Absolutely. And we're always sort of salespeople presenting ourselves, aren't we? So it's not just for people that do it professionally, but people that really want to, you know, take that next step in their career. And public speaking, communication is such a skill. And I think that the pandemic has only heightened that, because people have been so used to sitting behind screens. And even those that were confident going into the pandemic, maybe some of those skills are a little bit rusty now that they haven't had much face-to-face or as much human interaction over the past couple of years.
100%. Yeah, I was about to ask you, like, did you see any trends? Are people more keen into learning public speaking, especially that your courses are online as well? So that's convenient.
It's very convenient. So I think that's where helped us in a couple of ways, right? It's really, as you know, you're a professional in the technology space as well, but it really helps to scale a business and reach more people. So if you do face-to-face coaching, obviously you can only reach a limited number of people, but technology has really enabled us to scale our business effectively, and people can learn on demand at their own pace, which I think everyone is used to now during the pandemic. Back to your previous point on how do I think it's actually affected people's public speaking skills, we've definitely seen a demand from executives and startups as well that are a little bit nervous, you know, going back to the office environment after the pandemic. So I think it's really helped us in that regard as well, because we have seen a little bit more hesitation and nerves, even with people that were so used to public speaking and speaking in front of an audience going into the pandemic.
Interesting point. And can you give us more examples of our day-to-day things that are needed for a skill like public speaking? Like, I would imagine, like, a co-founder, a founder in a startup pitching to an investor, you need to have the public speaking skills.
Absolutely. And it's a really great point, Hala. And I think it goes back to a couple of things. It's the actual awareness and understanding of how to present effectively. But I think another thing about having strong public speaking and communication skills is it really helps your confidence. So obviously, when you're going in to pitch to an investor is a great example, the one that you mentioned, you have to have confidence in yourself, you have to have confidence in your business, you have to have confidence in your story, and you have to make sure that, you communicate that message effectively. So I think pitching to investors is one great example. Asking for a pay rise from your boss is another one, and that ties in quite greatly to having the confidence to ask for that as well. Presenting in a meeting, in a boardroom, and then the most obvious one, I guess, being on stage when you're at a live event and being part of a panel or emceeing or giving a presentation.
Can you tell us more about the demographics you have currently on your platform?
Sure. And that's a great question as well on the demographics, because due to the fact that public speaking is such a broad skill that so many people use, we've really seen a variety of people. So it ranges from everything to startups and entrepreneurs that might be wanting to learn how to more effectively pitch to investors, all the way to corporate busy executives that just want to take their career to a next level, and they know that public speaking will help them do that. So it's really been quite varied. I think the specific demographics are anywhere from 18 to, well, we don't always ask people's ages, but I believe the eldest person we've had is in their early 50s.
Interesting, very interesting. And you're dealing with a lot of entrepreneurs in the region that want to learn public speaking and communications. How do you see the entrepreneurship scene and also female entrepreneurs in the tech industry lately?
So the technology scene in the UAE has really just exponentially grown during COVID. I think the UAE has been a great beneficiary from the pandemic for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it was open during the pandemic, so we did see a lot of human capital flow into the region. And I also think specifically in the cryptocurrency and digital asset world, they're really trying to attract entrepreneurs to move to the region, and they've done a great job. We've seen the likes of Binance and FTX and Kraken and some of the larger exchanges set up here. And I really think the UAE has done a great job from top down trying to encourage entrepreneurs to set up here. And then specifically looking at female entrepreneurs, obviously this is something I'm incredibly passionate about. Both Kat and myself have backgrounds in technology. And just anecdotally, I was actually just hosting a conference in the Bahamas of all places, and there was a panel on DeFi, and all of the panelists were female, and that just made me so happy. We're really seeing more females coming into this space, and I do think that the UAE is really leading the way in terms of encouraging entrepreneurs to set up here.
100%. Yeah, exactly. We're seeing a lot of female entrepreneurs in the tech industry, even in the gaming industry. So many industries that maybe, and in the region, it wasn't that popular before. Speaking about public speaking and communication, I feel even now with social media and the importance of the online presence as well, that's also so much needed to have those communication skills, public speaking skills in front of the camera and everything. So is that something you teach in your courses as well?
Online profiling and online communication is absolutely huge, as you rightly point out. Everyone has a camera now. Everyone can set up their own studio in their living room. So this is a specific module that we look at, is how to present virtually as well. We don't specifically have a module at the moment focusing on social media, but watch this space. It is something we're
looking at. That's amazing, because there are so many brilliant people in their field, but however, when they come in front of the camera, they feel shy or things like that. So it's such a shame that they cannot even pass on their knowledge to the crowd just because they're camera shy and things like that. That's why I think such courses are much needed.
We appreciate you saying that, and that is exactly the gap that we're trying to fill, to, I guess, ease that flow from the knowledge that's in your head to actually getting that out in front of a public audience. And by public audience, that absolutely includes social media and the virtual audience as well.
100%. Can you tell us more about your future plans?
Yes, we have grand ambitions. We have, as you know, we've started accepting payment in Bitcoin. We're big believers in the digital asset ecosystem. We use it privately as well. So we're hoping to expand from a payment perspective into accepting more digital assets. And we're also looking at having additional modules in the future. So certain people have come to us and requested specific modules in, you know, spheres of influence, how to build a network effectively, specifically presenting on television. So we'd like to grow the modules and also expand internationally beyond just the UAE. And we have recently signed up our first client in Germany as well. So it's great to see that we've already hit another continent.
That's amazing, like flexibility, adaption to the future, and also expansion. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck.
هلا, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. شكراً لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. أنا بشوفكم يوم الاثنين بموعد جديد وحلقة جديدة. نهاركم سعيد جميعاً.
مثل ما وعدناكم, أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يومياً في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.